Right along, we'll turn to our next presentation this afternoon. again, turning to Georgia with Amanda Smith. Amanda.
Good morning, everybody. Today I'm going to talk to you about an economic analysis of irrigation and tillage for cotton in Southwest Georgia. And this is the first year of a two-year study. I want to recognize my co-authors on the paper, Dr. Don Shirley, who was here earlier this morning, Dr. Glenn Ritchie, and Calvin Perry from the University of Georgia. I'd also like to acknowledge the funding and support from Cotton Incorporated and the Georgia Cotton Commission for partial support of the project as well. Okay, as far as my presentation this morning, I'm going to provide you a brief background and cover our objective of the research. I'll also go into the experimental design of the research, talk about the data results, and summarize the final points. So in terms of a background, over 48% of all Georgia cotton acres are irrigated. That's the results of a 2008 survey by Dr. Carrie Harrison. And in Southwest Georgia, it's a higher percentage even. There's a lot more irrigation in Southwest Georgia, and that's where this research was conducted. In addition, over 53% of all Georgia cotton acres are planted in conservation tillage, with the most of that being strip till. I believe over 85% is in strip till. So in terms of our objective, we're basically wanting to determine how varied irrigation and tillage methods impact yield, revenues, and costs for cotton in Southwest Georgia. From an agronomic standpoint, they were wanting to look at how water stress impacts yield and quality. Unfortunately, with the late harvest of our crop, we don't have any quality data, so I'll just be presenting yield information for you this morning. In terms of the experimental design, the research was conducted at the University of Georgia Stripling Irrigation Research Park in Camilla, Georgia, and you can see there in the state where it was located. It was all under a variable rate center pivot there, and we planted the Delta Pine variety of 935. It was a split plot design in terms of the research. And we're looking at two types of tillage and four types of irrigation. The tillage, we're looking at conventional, where we disked twice, made a rip-in bed prior to planting, and then planted. And in the strip till, we planted a rye cover crop in the fall, burned it down in the spring, and then we stripped and planted in one pass. So those are the difference in terms of the equipment operations. For the irrigation levels, we were looking at 100% irrigation based on soil-based watermark sensors, 70% of that, 30% of that, and 0% of that. All other inputs were held constant, and so they weren't considered in terms of the economic analysis. In terms of the economic analysis, I'm using a partial budget approach to analyze the costs and differences in revenue. So to look at the data and revenue, to continue on with data and start discussing about revenue, the crop was planted May 20th, which is relatively late for Georgia, mostly because we had some really heavy rain this spring, and so we had a lot of delayed planting. And I also wanted to show you some of the rainfall, which is prior to defoliation, so rainfall throughout the growing season. This year, compared to previous years, was a relatively wet year, and especially even after defoliation, delaying the harvest. We actually didn't harvest this crop until November 2nd. There were a total of 6 irrigation applications throughout the growing season. 4 of those were triggered by the soil moisture sensors. We did 2 irrigations at the beginning of the planting season to initiate growth. And those irrigations totaled 8/10 of an inch of water. I think 3/10 at planting, and then a couple weeks later, we also put out another 1/2 inch. I do want to show you a picture of the rainfall. And this may explain some of the future slides that I'm showing in terms of the yield. So I highlighted the triggered irrigations in red. As I mentioned, there was 4 of those. And I want you to note some of the heavy rainfall that we had after the triggered irrigation. And this likely had a negative impact on our yields, especially for the fully irrigated values, which I'll cover in a little bit. Now let me go back and discuss revenue. because I don't have the quality data, revenue is just based on the Southeast base price from November of 67.5 cents a pound for that. So just to take a look of yield and revenue by irrigation, so this is averaged across tillage, the irrigation level at 100% yielded significantly less than the partially irrigated plots and the non-irrigated plot. And that is the same with the revenue as well. The gross revenue was significantly less. To look at tillage averaged across all irrigations, strip till appears to have a slight advantage compared to conventional tillage, but those differences are not significantly different, so we can't really say anything about that. And now to look at within the irrigation levels to compare conventional tillage to strip tillage. Looking at conventional tillage, it appears that the fully irrigated plots yielded significantly less than the partially irrigated. The story is the same for the strip till as well. Now, if we want to compare strip till to conventional till, at the 100% irrigation level, strip till yielded higher than the conventional till, and that was significant. And so that's noting that star there on the left. Okay, now I want to talk about some of the cost data that we looked at. As far as the irrigation costs, in Georgia, we don't have to pay for water like we do out west. So the irrigation costs are based on the application. Again, it was under center pivot, so the costs are electric. I also listed there the total irrigations, the 100% received 4 1/15 inches, all the way down to the 0% of 8/10, which all plots received that to initiate growth. But there you can see the associated costs with each, and based on the four applications, it doesn't, the way that we looked at it using some of the engineering numbers, it doesn't cost as much to apply half an inch of water as it does to apply an inch, because it's able to be applied faster over the field. And so that's how those numbers come out. We also assumed that fixed costs were about $100 per acre for the irrigation. Now to look at the tillage cost data. As I mentioned earlier, I talked about the tillage. We've got the conventional, so we're looking at disking twice. Then we're preparing the bed using a rip and bed, and then planting. So we're looking at labor at $11 an hour, fuel at $2.50 a gallon, repairs and maintenance and fixed costs. So for all the conventional plots, we averaged $46.36 an acre. For the strip till plots, we included the cost of the cover crop, which was rye, at 60 pounds an acre. Also planting the cover crop, so the labor, fuel, repairs and maintenance and fixed costs for that, as well as the burn down and then the strip and planting in one pass. So that equaled an average cost of $44.71 an acre. We also included other costs in the analysis, such as the ginning, storage, and warehousing. Those were based on yield, and we also included a credit for cottonseed. So now I want to look at the average cost by the irrigation level across tillage. And I apologize, I didn't notice until this morning when I was reviewing my presentation that I have a typo on a few of these slides. The y-axis should actually say average cost at dollars per acre rather than adjusted revenue. And you're going to see that on this slide and the following three slides, so I apologize for that. But again, we're looking at average cost, and you can see the 0 and 30% irrigated plots average across strip and conservation or strip and conventional tillage were significantly less than the 70% as well as the 100% level. We're looking at $4 to $8 an acre. Looking at average cost by tillage, there was a difference. So if we average the plots for strip till averaged across all the irrigation, strip till was about $3.50 more per acre in terms of its average cost than the conventional tillage. Okay, so I wanted to look at the average cost by tillage and irrigation. And this slide is a little busy, so I actually am going to break it up, and we'll first look at conventional tillage. Again, it should say adjusted cost on the left, our average cost on the left rather than adjusted revenue on the y-axis. So looking at the irrigation levels, it appears that the 100% cost more than the partially irrigated plots. And the same story is with the strip tillage as well. The fully irrigated plots cost more than the partially irrigated plots. Now I'm about to look at the average adjusted revenue. And again, because we didn't incorporate all of the costs of fertilizer, seed, and all of that, I wanted to call it average adjusted revenue, and that's defined as revenue adjusted for tillage, irrigation, ginning, and storage and warehousing costs. So that's what the following slides are. So to look at the impact on the bottom line, we're looking at the irrigation levels averaged across the tillages. So consistent with what we have seen, the 100% irrigation appeared to be the least profitable, followed by the 70 and 30%, and actually in this situation, the non-irrigated appeared to be more profitable than the others. I wanted to take a look at this in terms of a risk-return framework, and so on the y-axis, we're looking at the risk or the variance, and on the x-axis, the return, also known as the average adjusted revenue per acre. And as you can see here, the fully irrigated plots and the higher irrigated at the 70% are lower risk than the non-irrigated. And that makes sense. You know, the partial irrigation and the non-irrigated is higher risk because you're depending on the rainfall. You don't know if those rainfalls are going to happen when they do, so they are higher risk. But in this situation, we probably received too much water, and so for 2009, the lower irrigations offered more potential return. So looking at average adjusted revenue by tillage, there's no significant difference between these two. It just appears that strip may have a slight advantage, but again, it's not statistically significant, so we can't really say that that is for sure fact. And now, ending towards my final slides here, this is average adjusted revenue by tillage and by irrigation, so it's broken up. Since it's a complex side, I'm going to break it apart into pieces for you, and we'll first take a look at conventional tillage. And you can see that the average adjusted revenue by tillage and irrigation, it appears that the non-irrigated and the 30 to 70%, the partial irrigations, were more profitable than the fully irrigated plots. And the story is about the same for the strip till as well, just more of a significant difference between the fully irrigated and the non-irrigated and 30%. So now if we want to compare conventional tillage to strip tillage, the only area where strip tillage was significantly higher than conventional tillage, or there was a significant difference, was at the fully irrigated level, with an advantage to strip tillage of about $71 per acre. Now, if we want to take it to the 10% significant level, or 10% level, there is a significant difference at the 0% irrigation level, but there's really no difference between conventional and strip tillage at the 30 and 70% levels. To look at this in the risk-return framework, just to take a snapshot of it and look, there appears to be more return potential for the strip tillage plots for this year specifically, 2009. And also to take a snapshot looking at the irrigations, there is less risk involved with the 100% or specifically the 70% irrigation levels. So again, what we are seeing from the previous slide, that the higher irrigation levels are less risky, and it appears that strip till may have a slight advantage to conventional till in terms of return. So to summarize, the cost of the 30% irrigated plots were similar to the 0%. So the partial irrigated wasn't that much more expensive than not irrigating at all. Also, the partially irrigated plots were more profitable than the fully irrigated level. Because we received so much heavy rainfall this year, it may have worked to a disadvantage in terms of the yield and the fully irrigation level. Also, conventional tillage cost $350 per acre less than the strip till. The plots at the higher irrigation levels were less risky than those at lower irrigation levels, and there was a significant difference in the strip till compared to the conventional till at the fully irrigated level. So I will now entertain any questions that you may have, if there's time. Okay, thank you.